What comes to mind when you think of the word merchandising? Of course, you're thinking of the shopkeeper, the stores, the malls, showing off their wares to the customers. And that's what it is. It's the idea of displaying your product so that the customers will see them, like them, and hopefully buy them. The merchandise. We here at the library also do merchandising. Our librarians, and to an even greater extent our public service assistants, devote time each week to thinking up, creating, and installing unique and interesting displays of items from your library collection. Stop into Nordonia Hills Branch on any given day of the week, in any given month of the year, and you'll find no less than 7 displays of materials throughout the building. This includes the glass display cases in our lobby, which include library materials, as well as items from patrons' collections, which are displayed there on a month-by-month basis. Now, in coming up with a merchandising display, and considering what you're going to include in it versus what you could leave out, you are obviously going to look for the items that have the interesting covers, the bold typefaces, the unique imagery. If you were creating a merchandising display of music, say, you would be much more likely to include the Beatles album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band than you would be their White Album. If you're unfamiliar with these two album covers, you should look them up online, and you really should listen to more music. So you have your merchandising display, and it has the items that pop, the things that are going to catch patrons' eyes, pique their interest. But if you've read for any length of time or in any depth at all, you will know that sometimes these very same covers that attract the eye can fool the reader. There are times when you pick up a book and you think, based on the cover, this is what it's going to be. This is similar to that movie trope, which is almost a cliche now, which is shared among my movie-loving friends, where if you see a preview for a romantic comedy or a comedy or an adventure movie, all the good parts are in the preview, and the rest of the movie is rather drab by comparison. For some of us movie lovers, we consider that somewhat false advertising. But I digress. You can pick up a book and start to read it, and you think it's going to be about one thing because of what the cover shows. But as you get farther and farther into the book, you realize it's not really about that at all. That just seems to be the thing that catches your eye. The book is actually about something else. This month we're discussing a book which features a unicycle on the cover, on top of a tree stump. To this reader, I was focused on the unicycle. I really should have been focused on the tree stump. This is the Nordonia Hills Branch Library Podcast on nonfiction, a discussion of nonfiction specifically and reading generally. This month's episode is Slow Spoke, A Unicyclist's Guide to America. So as I was saying, I'm thinking a book about unicycles. That might be something interesting. I think I shall read it. Mark Schimmeler, who's the author, is a unicyclist. Actually, I should say he was a unicyclist. He doesn't ride so much anymore. This book contains 2 narratives. One is Mark's trip across the country on a unicycle from North Carolina to Arizona, which he took back in 1992. He took this trip after quitting an internship in New York City at a famous magazine. At heart, the author is a country boy, and the bright lights in the big city just did not appeal to him. Now, you're thinking, a unicyclist who's going to travel from North Carolina to Arizona is going to be some wizard, some Walenda of the single wheel, someone who really has gotten, you know, miles and miles under him. But as it turns out, he knew how to ride a unicycle. He had never really done a whole lot of long distancing on a unicycle before his big trip. The narrative describes some of his struggles, where starting out he was pushing his unicycle up the hills because he didn't have the leg strength to ride. His first day's mileage tally was 5 miles. Not necessarily an auspicious start, but as you learn as you read through this book, Mark is an optimist, ever an optimist, and also one of those calm in the face of crisis people. It comes through in the writing that this is a simply determined man. He doesn't let a whole lot of things faze him. He takes things as they come and he deals with them. So side by side with his adventures on the road with his unicycle, some 26 years ago, there is another story, which I consider to be the main story. The author's journey to the simple life, living in the woods in northern Kentucky. And along with that simple pursuit for himself, the pursuit of saving or preserving the pristine old-growth forests near his home. Mark Schimmeler pursues the simple life, and he has lots of wisdom, philosophy, if you will, to share with us about the benefits of that. From the get-go, we're introduced to his simple bathing rituals, which I imagine would not be for everyone. He has to wake up, go outside, pretty much naked except for his clogs, carrying a bucket of hot water. Makes his way to a cedar shelter that he has improvised near his pump. Yes, the pump is outside. They have no running water at their house. He uses the hot water to clear the ice off the bench inside his shelter. From this introductory passage, you get the idea of how simple his simple life is. He discusses the speed of life today versus the slowness that can come from a simpler life. He thinks that most of us have lost the child inside of us because of the hectic nature of our lives. Rigid schedules, frantic paces, even our travel is too fast to truly appreciate the land that we're traveling through. This book is truly an appreciation of nature. The author can name the types of trees that he sees and all the different aspects of the forest and the meadows and the land surrounding his neck of the woods. Seeing things from his point of view really does give the reader somewhat of an appreciation of what this life might entail. Carter's account does deal with his pursuit of lands that can be protected and preserved. He describes in detail some of the qualifications, the plants and species that are needed to be on the land in order for them to be considered some sort of a worthwhile, if that's the word, area for preservation by those organizations that do this kind of work. And the author does a good job in merging the idea of traveling by unicycle with his pursuit of the simple life. He puts you in the head of the unicyclist in terms of the fact that when you're on a unicycle, you really do have to slow down and concentrate on everything you're doing, every little thing that is going into your trip, even if you're not going from North Carolina to Arizona. He then compares that to how you can approach your life itself by thinking about everything that you are doing, even if you're not sitting on top of a one-wheeled vehicle. In just over 300 pages, he relates the adventures from the road during his trip, as well as the adventures he has seeking out that pristine, simple forest life. You get to meet some interesting people along the way, as well as get to know some of his loved ones and family members, hear his family story, the people that are close to him. He makes a convincing case for the simple life. You may not want to run out and buy a unicycle at the end of this read, but you will be inclined to possibly take your lunch hour out to the woods or head for the hiking trail at the end of your work week. Even if we're not sitting on top of a unicycle, each one of us could probably benefit from taking a step back, pausing, looking around, and seeing exactly where we are. An appreciation of what we have and the nature that surrounds us forms the heart of this book and makes it a very interesting and worthwhile read. Join us again next month when we'll discuss another topic on nonfiction. Until next time, we will see you at your Nordonia Hills Branch Library. Music by 20 Riverside, provided by Mevio's Music Alley. Music.mevio.com. Thank you for listening.